T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
John Mowat joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline with today's movie action for the weekend. What's going on at the box office, brother? How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, fellas. Yeah, this week we have a movie called Voyagers opening in wide release, and this PG movie stars Ty Sheridan, Lily Rose Depp, daughter of Johnny Depp, Colin Farrell. And what this is, guys, is it's these group of kids, and they're put on a mission to find a new Earth, a new place for civilization to grow, because Earth is slowly dying. Now, we've seen this concept before, but what this does a little differently is these kids, since it's like an 85-year journey, they're grown like in a test tube. They're made to be a certain way, so they never miss Earth. They don't know what they're missing, so they're trained and taught to be astronauts, to be scientists, to be explorers. So what happens is there's a hundred of them, and they go on a spaceship with one adult, Colin Farrell, and he's their mentor. He's training them, continually training them and teaching them, because eventually he's going to die off, and it's going to be up to them to continue humanity in this new place. Well, mysteriously, his character disappears horrifically, and the story kind of evolves into like a Lord of the Flies type scenario, where all of a sudden these kids who were trained a certain way, they start, their human emotions and their human instincts start to kick in, and things go bad. Like I said, it's sort of Lord of the Flies. It's separate into two groups. And then now you start getting into like certain desires that they have to take care of, and certain emotions. And so, I mean, it's one of those kind of, hey, and I got to tell you, it's rated PG-13. I'm a little bit surprised it wasn't R.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A little racy.
It goes that way.
A little steamy.
It sure is. So, but if you like science fiction films, the visuals are awesome. It's a really interesting movie to watch. Voyagers, rated PG-13.
And you hear Larry Richard laughing in the background, chuckling in the background. He and I are both probably wondering the same thing. Is this like Land of the Lost? Remember that old TV show? Can we see the strings holding up the spacecraft in this movie Voyager, or is it well done?
It's very well done. See, that's the thing. The script, you know, the acting is solid. The script is, you know, we've seen this thing before. But the visuals, some of like a spacewalk that they do, and some of the scenarios that they find themselves in, the visuals are excellent. It's really good in that respect.
What about the box office this weekend, John?
Yeah, so interesting. Godzilla vs. Kong came out this week in wide release. Now, this is a movie that, I mean, I enjoyed the Kong movies, not so much the Godzilla movies, and they did this really well. But interestingly enough, this movie exploded. So you have a movie that, for the first time in over a year, did over $285 million at the box office worldwide. It's huge. And we're looking at numbers like over 3,000 theater screens being used in a single week. So what does this tell us, guys? It tells us that there's real hope at the box office, and that people are starting to come back out to the movies. And I was hoping that word wouldn't get out that going to the movies is just a – it's just such a better experience than it ever has been. So you're sitting there in a theater. It's clean. It's very clean. Nobody can sit near you. It doesn't look like anybody's in front of you or behind. It's like you're in your own theater, The movie experience is great. The movie itself was good. It was action-packed. But the movie theater experience is awesome, and I think people are starting to find out.
Well, that's good to know, John Mowat. The other thing that's good to know is that I'm on the lead. I'm at the top of the leaderboard for this quiz that you give us every week, and Larry's the ringer. How's this happening?
Wait. There's got to be some type of tampering, some type of Russian intervention or fraud. That can't be the numbers.
No. I just went in to look at Rob's sheet to see what topic you were going to throw out. He covered it up so fast, it's not even funny. I have no idea. Rob doesn't share any of this stuff. And there's a camera on me to prove that I did not get to look at that sheet.
Well, I got a question for you, Kevin. Mm-hmm. Come see. And this has a little bit of a Pittsburgh connection. So there's a resident of Pittsburgh right now. You're a Pittsburgh guy. He's responsible, believe it or not, in the last two decades for some of the most successful films ever. Man of Steel, 300, the Hangover movies, the Dark Knight movies. This guy is literally responsible for these films being made. Can you name that Pittsburgh guy?
I would say Larry Richard.
I know Larry knows this.
I did hear Larry mentioned this. I think the guy's name. I can't. It's somebody say.
You want to tell him there?
Starts with
Thomas Tall.
Nah, that wasn't it. I did hear you mention his name last week too. I should have paid attention.
So incredibly enough, Thomas Tall, who's now a Pittsburgh resident, is responsible, having produced, executive produced, some of the best and most successful movies of the last 20 years. It's really incredible that he's now a Pittsburgh resident, loves it here in Pittsburgh, and has ingratiated himself into the community incredibly.
So Larry picks up 1 point there, right?
Well, sure he did.
Oh.
But we talked about a movie voyage.
Do I get a question, or is that it?
Yeah, no. So we talked about Voyagers. Now, Voyager stars Lily Rose Depp, whose father is Johnny Depp. Now, back in the 80s, Johnny Depp was part of a television series, and in 2012, they made a major motion picture out of that series. Can you name that series?
Who's Eating Gilbert Grape?
1980s television action series, 2012 major motion picture starring Johnny Depp.
Wow. Willy Wonka.
21 Jump
Gilbert,
Street.
Isn't it Gilbert Grape?
But he did 21 Jump Street. So back in the 80s, he was part of a television action series called 21 Jump Street.
And 21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street. They made the motion picture and the rest.
How do you get a ding for that? John already gave you the answer. Come on, man.
I wait all week for this.
Come on, man. You giving him a point for that? Come on.
I'm sorry. We're out of time.
2 points today.
We're in protest here. At John Mowat. Mowat on Movies. Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.